I'm not sure how you got in the building, but as long as you are here, I'll do a radio program at you. This is Blair on Air Light, the thank God short edition of Carl Blair on the radio. Again, they let him on. We'll have a good time for sure. And we're in the studios of World Round Radio, located in the Internet Building in the center of North America. And I would say, let's pick a problem to talk about, and then we'll talk about something else, too, and mix them up. We'll take two disparate subjects and mix them up. And speaking of mixing, this time of the year, and when would that be, Carl? Well, it's the week before Christmas, and you might as well call it Christmas week, because everybody is getting out the guns and starting family gun battles in their pressure, going over the credit limit, and trying to remember everybody and the wrappings and then drag a tree around. I've had a tree tied to the top of my car for 3 years now. There's not much left of it, and people say, your tree doesn't look that good, Carl. And by the way, it's April. We won't talk about that, but we had one of those programs the other. Did you hear it? It was last night on the air. Our breakfast conversation program, in which Trek Zabota, an old family friend, and I, a new family friend, because I'm a new family, and we went to the Forest Park Cafe, practically within sight of the Internet Building, located in world-famous Forest Park, just behind the Plant Nursery. And we go to the Forest Park Cafe, and we're known there. Derek, the server, always welcomes us, and he's impressed, actually, by the fact that we're broadcasting from our table. And we have some low-profile broadcast equipment, what you call a PZM microphone, which is very low. You don't see any cranes or necks sticking up with a big bulbular microphone head that would call everyone's attention to, look, a radio program here in the restaurant. No, nobody knows that we're on the air, broadcasting to the world from our table while we have garden omelets. And that program was on the air last night, and I was reminded that the typical, there's nothing unusual about it, because Trek has a whole different cultural life than Carl, and the only thing we have in common is the fact that we happen to know each other and occasionally have breakfast. But it isn't that I'm boring. It isn't that Trek is boring. I think it's that a typical human conversation is boring, but it's the norm. It doesn't seem unusual. When you go to lunch or dinner with people you know, the conversation, if you were to record and broadcast it, you'd think, my God, we're boring. We've got to do something about that. No, there are no ball scores you can know, no weather facts you can inject in the conversation, no recent movies you've seen, did I already say that, that would pick the conversation up in any way and make it unusual. The only conversations of that sort ever had were between Friedrich Nietzsche and Arthur Schopenhauer, and thank goodness they wrote about it later. And we should all be back in a room somewhere with all the radios turned off reading those books. But look at us. Here we are on the radio talking about other things. Now, Trek, every year, brings some wrapped packages, which always turn out to be baked products, and he's very, very skilled. He makes them himself. We had an oatmeal cake this year and some little cupcake gets, which had a whole double bag of sugar in each cupcake. And I never eat candy or sweets. The sweetest thing that I ever have is either a good kiss or a glass of wine. and it's mostly the wine. But I've now come up with another friend. I've tried to keep my friends to a minimum. People think, I need more friends, my God. But no, I try to keep my friends to a minimum because they always practice Christmas and involve me in it. They totally ignore the fact that I don't want to hear about it, and they'll bring me these gifts, which are things that I tell them. I don't eat sweets, and so they bring me all these sweet presents. So I don't think my friends are friends at all, but I've come up with a slogan. Now I'm anxious to see the friend that only contacts me, a lady only contacts me at Christmas, and we meet. And I think she's so grateful when it's over, and I am so grateful when it gets canceled, for which I don't have enough nerve to do. I don't have any nerve. But my slogan, and I'm so anxious to tell her this, Christmas is a bag of sugar. And as my side of the gift giving, I only give gifts to these two people as a bowing to their culture. They never bow to mine. No one ever bows to mine. What about me? What about Carl Blair? What about what he likes? What about what he wants? What about what he thinks about? Never mind all that. Here, have more sugar. So my new slogan is, Christmas is a bag of sugar. And I try to give my gifts, they have to be economical. I will not go to my credit limit on the card. Last year, I gave the lady a little jar of vitamin D tablets because that can only help her. And I want to give people something that will help them. Only this year, I'm reversing engines. Everybody that I gift to, two people, will get bags of sugar. It'll be symbolic. Christmas is a bag of sugar. Let's face it. And let's lose face over it. So I need to go to the store this week, and it'll be my Christmas shopping season, and get two bags of sugar for giveaway. Now, I don't keep bags of sugar myself. I don't use sugar. I have no use for it whatsoever. It would just be an unused bag of sugar that would... Now, as far as the shoot... Oh. We can only end the program with one of my wisdoms. Things are not what they appear, but don't be fooled by that. Oh,